Saga Egmont presents The Lonely Hearts Lido Club by Charlie Lindhurst. Read by Joe Jameson. Chapter 1. May. Gabriella pushed a stray blonde hair from her eye. Jack was standing on a step, leaning over the sink and about to put his head underneath the tap.
What are you doing, Jack?
She lifted him onto the floor. He looked adorable in his blue sweatshirt, grey shorts and black shoes. He looked up at her with those dark brown eyes, long eyelashes, and the smile she knew would let him get away with murder as he grew up.
What, Mummy?
Arnie. She swallowed the ball of grief that formed in her throat. No time to wallow. She had two boys to get ready. Blinking away the tears she was determined not to let fall, she held Thomas's hand, removing it gently from her sleeve.
We have to go now.
I don't want to go.
Thomas slowly crumpled onto the floor, sitting with his legs crossed and tucking his hands underneath his armpits. He too looked adorably cute in his blue shorts and red t-shirt. He was old enough for preschool, but she couldn't bear the thought of an empty house, so had decided to push it back a few months. Maybe she should take a photo, because they looked so cute. They were growing up so fast. Another milestone Arnie would never see.
Are you sad, Mummy?
Jack asked. Quickly wiping the tears from her cheeks, she shook her head.
Mummy is fine. Nothing for you to worry about.
She'd read something about not letting the children see her falling apart, about how they'd mirror her grief if they saw it. So as much as possible, she tried to keep her crying to the middle of the night, when both boys were asleep.
Are you sad, like before?
Thomas sat next to her on the floor. Before. Organising the funeral, taking the call, sitting the boys down to tell them. Before. Gabriella swallowed the lump in her throat. Someone to talk to about anything other than nappies and school runs.
No, Mummy isn't sad like before.
She glanced at the wall clock. 7:40 frigging 5, and neither boy showed any signs of being ready to leave. Somehow they'd removed their shoes and jumpers, their hair messed up again, after she'd taken so long combing it earlier. She lifted Thomas to his feet, kneeling down to his eye level.
You said you wanted to go to school like a big boy, didn't you?
He stuck his bottom lip out and nodded, looking away.
So, you're going to be a good boy, and Mummy is going to take your brother to school. And if you're very good, one day, you can go too, when you're a little bit bigger.
He nodded, taking his brother's hand, whose face formed a smile, and he copied.
Can you be big boys and put your shoes on again for Mummy?
They set about finding their shoes in the kitchen, and Gabriella cursed herself for having not one, but two children who were under 5. Her plan had been to wait for number 2 until number 1 could dress himself, but Arnie had other ideas. He persuaded Gabriella that another baby wouldn't be any more difficult than one, since he was such a great dad. And Gabriella had agreed, because of the prospect of having another boy who looked just like Arnie, or even a daughter. Someone she could dress in pink, braid her hair, do all the girly stuff Gabriella had missed as one of 6, brought up in a council flat in the East End. She rushed to collect her handbag and car keys. Just the looks from the other mothers at turning up in a car when they could easily walk it had Gabriella bracing herself.
Come on, you two!
She raised her voice, hoping they would rush into the hallway, dressed and obedient. Instead, she found them spreading peanut butter on each other's sweatshirts and faces. Bloody brilliant.
Come on, you two!
In the car, Jack was talking about his friend's birthday party.
Can I go, Mummy?
Of course, love.
Golden sun shone through the windscreen. Gabriella pushed the sun visor down so she could see better. The boys had the windows open, and warm spring air filled with flowers and mown grass scents of late spring filled the car.
Robert is having a bouncy castle and a clown and someone who paints everyone's faces.